This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Garbage in the sand, overflowing trash cans, big, smelly, gas-guzzling garbage trucks, not the things that you'd want to find at the beach. And in Chicago, they're trying to eliminate those problems by harnessing the same thing that draws so many people to the beach, the sun. NPR's David Shaper reports.
I'm standing at North Avenue Beach on a hot, sunny afternoon. And there are hundreds of people making full use of the beach. There are kids and adults playing in the water, kids building sandcastles in the sand, but most people are just laying out on beach blankets and beach towels, soaking up the rays. It's almost perfect, but beachgoers in Chicago say there is one problem.
I think a lot of times the beaches do get dirty.
Dan Quinn of suburban Burr Ridge watches his 4-year-old daughter Ava splash around in the clear, shallow water, while a few yards up the beach, some ring-billed gulls try to eat the garbage they find in the sand.
In fact, I just saw a seagull picking at a lime over there. Someone must have dumped off from a margarita they had last night.
These birds are a real problem. Their droppings contribute to high levels of E. coli bacteria in the water, forcing the Chicago Park District to periodically ban swimming on some beaches. And because garbage is the bird's main food source, when the garbage cans fill up and overflow, the gulls have their own buffet. To solve that problem, the Chicago Park District bought what are called big bellies for this and a handful of other beaches.
A big belly is a trash can.
Ellen Sargent is the Deputy Director of Natural Resources for the Chicago Park District.
These trash cans have a solar-powered trash compactor in them, though.
That trash compactor smashes down the garbage, reducing its volume, so these receptacles don't have to be emptied nearly as often. The big bellies are fully enclosed, so there's no overflow problem. And they're heavy and anchored down, so they can't be blown or knocked over, limiting the amount of trash strewn across the beach, and hopefully forcing the gulls and pigeons to go elsewhere to find food. Marcel Washington, the Park District's North Lakefront Maintenance Foreman, says big bellies are easy to use with a pull-down handle on a small door at the top of the device.
Once they put the trash in, they close the door, much like a mailbox. The design is very, very similar to a mailbox. The mail goes in, but you can't get to the mail. The trash drops down.
The olive-colored big belly kind of looks like a mailbox, too, but with a solar panel on top that recharges a 12-volt battery. Washington says garbage fills up the container until it reaches the level of an electric beam near the top.
That will trigger the ram, which compacts it.
Washington demonstrates how the flat metal foot, or ram as he calls it, smashes the garbage down, and will do it again and again until it's full of compacted trash. This 46-gallon big belly can hold more than 200 gallons of regular garbage, and the park district saves money by making fewer trips to the beach with the city's big, smelly, inefficient garbage trucks. The device is the brainchild of Jim Poss, a Massachusetts engineer who had been working on electric cars.
The idea hit me probably about 6 years ago when I was walking down a busy street in Boston, and I noticed that all of the garbage cans were overflowing with mounds of garbage strewing onto the streets. And it just hit me that there's a better way.
Poss created a company called Seahorse Power, developed the Big Belly, and sold the first unit in 2005. Now there are Big Bellies on street corners in Boston, Baltimore, New York, and in some state and national parks, as sales for the small company start to take off. Big bellies cost nearly $4,000 each, but Chicago and other cities hope they ultimately save money by tapping a resource the beach has plenty of. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.